Passage 2. Many factory workers had followed their fathers and grandfathers into manufacturing. They felt the decline of manufacturing jobs was tragic for America, and a sign of the end of the middle class. They recognized that the jobs that had been lost were probably not coming back, and that even if they did, the pay wouldn't be as good. Mary works at a plant where she earns $30 an hour, and some younger workers around her are only earning about $20 because they were hired much later under a different contract. In nearby Worcester, Ohio, 28-year-old Angela could only find factory jobs that paid $10 an hour. It was barely enough to cover childcare for her three sons. She is now back in school training to be a nurse. What factory workers feel about their own profession is similar to what America as a whole feels. Polls show a lot of support for keeping manufacturing jobs in the United States. According to their findings, 80% of respondents said they consider manufacturing jobs to be very important or somewhat important to their local economy. But people don't want their kids in roles they perceive as dumb and dirty. The irony is, as blue-collar jobs have lost some of their appeal lately, the manufacturing jobs that remain are by and large getting more high-tech. Gone are the days of someone screwing in one part on an assembly line over and over again.